Listen, man, parents, listen, are you charging your kids rent to stay with you? Now, I'm not talking about, like, I have a full grown-ass son, 21. Do you have, like, I don't know, a 9-year-old, like my Gia Bella, and do you charge them rent? Because I have a friend I had dinner with. She charges her kids rent to stay living with her.
Wow.
It's crazy. Okay. Think about that. Yeah. Charging your kids rent. There's so many things. Do you? And if you do, how much do you charge them? It's dependent on their age. And she broke it down on how she charges her kids rent. And she's teaching her daughters financial stability at this young age. So by the time they leave the house, they're going to be set. I was so in it. I was taking notes in my phone. I was writing all this stuff down. I was like, wait, what? And she's going to be a special guest, top of the hour, 7 o'clock hour. Her name is Ashley. Become a good friend of mine. And she's like a very independent woman. And she has two daughters. And she's just raising her daughters this way. And I'm all in. So she's going to give you all the details, how you charge your kids rent. There's a credit card involved with her kids.
A credit card at 9?
There's payments with cell phones. I mean, it is crazy how she has it all done. And she says it's working fine. So if you're tired of posting up, hanging out with my broke besties, as everyone puts,
yeah,
your broke best BFFs, she has the answers for you how to raise your kids.
Okay, so she's charging her kids rent at 9. Yeah. Sienna's parents never charged her rent at 29.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, my parents raised me similar to how you raise your kids, Joey. It's like, if you want something, you got to earn it. But I didn't necessarily have allowance growing up.
Yeah.
It was just like, I had to do well in school. I had to do well in my extracurriculars. And then I'd be rewarded then. But yeah, charging rent at 9, that's wild.
I got raised, I was supposed to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. So my parents always raised me like, well, you're supposed to do that. What do you want?
True, yeah.
You're supposed to get good grades. You're supposed to be a good kid. And I was a good kid. The only thing I had a problem with my parents is fighting with my brother. It's the only time I got in trouble. I never ditched school. I never got bad grades. Yeah. I never was like this problem. I never threw tantrums or any of that. I'm scared of my dad. I only fought with my brother and we'd get in trouble for that. But that's it. But we didn't get allowance either. But I'm telling you guys, this has changed my perspective. We have our podcast out, right? Mm-hmm. Our new podcast got the 3 P's that I talked about being a parent. You know, patience, purpose. And the last one was...
I don't know, man. It's your move.
I know.
I'm like, who was
presence.
The last one?
Presence. Being present, yes, for your kids. But I'm throwing this one in there, man. I'm throwing some of my ideals of being a good parent and applying this one.
What, payment?
Isn't it? Yeah. Four P's.
The 4 P's.
Payment.
For parents, this is going to change the way you raise your kids. I'm telling you right now, I'm about to pull the trigger and go this route. Charging my kids rent. She's going to break it down. It's genius.
Okay, but what age do you really start making your kid make some of those grown-up moves, you know? Because it's kind of the unspoken agreement that, you know, you're paying your rent by doing chores, right? It's not
right.
Like there's a financial aspect to it. But when do you really start? I feel like I started learning how to be an adult around, I don't know, like 13 to 15. You know, I'd probably even say 15 by getting my first real job, you know?
See, I think it's too late.
Huh. Well, it's probably too late in a sense of like job stuff, maybe.
No, I think I'm telling you right now, I can't give it justice. We're going to talk to her. We're going to call her up next. Yeah. Her name is Ashley. And she changed my perspective on how to raise the kids, because I think one thing with these kids when they go to school, what they're not teaching is, you know, finance.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
There should be a whole class on teaching how your kids to be intellectually and financially stable as soon as they leave high school. Of credit cards, teach credit cards, interest and all that. And they make you take these stupid classes. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know what even they do anymore.
You're like, Y equals MX plus B? What is that? Yeah. I've never even used that.
You don't need to make a doorstop.
No,
learn
you
how
don't.
To, you know, learn how to be financially stable. And this is what she's teaching her daughter. Her daughter's in Gia's age, so she has to be 9 years old. It is crazy. She has all the specifics. So write down all your wonders. What's your biggest wonder with this, JD?
My biggest wonder would definitely be, I would say, what the limit is, what her allowance, like how much is rent?
Yeah, how much is rent? Mm-hmm. Is it different for your children? At what age? Is it different from 5, 9, and 15? How much rent they pay you?
Yeah,
you know?
That is true. Yeah, there's tiers.
Yeah, the allowance, uh-huh. I guess the credit card, is that even legal to do?
There's so many wonders.
I have no idea.
All right, Prince, if you have kiddos and you're tired of them mooching off you and you want to charge rent, she has it all set up for you. And she's been raising her daughters like that. She told them it's working great. And I actually got a text last night from Cruiser. He's with his mom yesterday. I'll read you word for word. She takes a picture of they're at Five and Below.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Dad, Five Below has so much squishies. Can you maybe send a little money to mom so we can get some and do a bunch of chores? I didn't respond at all.
No response is a response.
Exactly. Because I'm already into what Ash is saying. Like, I'm about to, not only am I not going to send you money, I'm going to charge you rent when you come home.
Well, you're Joey Boy Bank of America.
Well, over here. They're my kids.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're the ATM, my boy.
Stop. It's going to stop right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to stop for Cruz.
Little does Cruz know right now.
It's going to stop for Cruz, not for Gia.
Not for Gia.
All right, we got special guests. And if you have any questions for her, how does this all work? Ugh. Maybe it's a question we're not even thinking about. Hit us up,
602-805-0101.
Teaching your kids financial stability and making them pay rent. Hallelujah. I hope it's $100. All right.
$100. These days, yes.
You know what I'm saying?